Praise the Lord, message number 86. The title of the message, The Second Coming of Christ, Part 3. We will discuss in this message two words that have relation, much link with the Second Coming of Christ, and it had been repeated in the scripture that pertain to the Second Coming of Christ, and these words are watch, and the second word is watch out. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time you give us. Thank you for your word, and thank you for the Holy Spirit who leads us with your word and teach us your ways. Lord, we pray that this message will give you glory and honor, and the purpose of sending this message to your church shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow, and take the message and bring it to the ears of the life of your people who are waiting and willing to hear your word and follow your ways. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first scripture we will read is Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15. The Lord say, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. The Lord say, watch out for false prophets, those who teach wrong, those who declare falsely the will of God, and among the false prophets also, those who say that the Christ will come that day or another day. Christ himself say that no one knows the days. In Matthew chapter 24 verse 36, he say the Lord, no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. So those who are saying that Christ will come this day, or that month, or this year, they are false prophets. False prophets also include those who does not teach correctly, as we said, those who does not declare the will of God to the people, those who compromise, those who are not disciplining their workers and their ministry in the way of the Lord. The word watch out, when the Lord say watch out, what he mean by watch out? Watch out is to be careful, to take heed, and to think it wise. So here, the word watch and watch out is not only link with what we see, but to analyze that with our minds and our hearts. So we should attentively, as we are waiting for the Lord to come, we observe things and we watch and we analyze and we take certain action that is important for us to be well prepared as He is coming to take us soon. Matthew 24 verse 4 about watch out. Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceive you. Watch out that no one deceive you. No one deceives you. Many they will come in the name of the Lord. Many they will come as a false Christ. Many they will come and teach you wrong. But the Lord say, watch out that no one shall deceive you. That's why we read the Bible. That's why we study the Word of God. So, we will not be deceived, we will not be persuaded by the cunning of the false teachers who want to win us to their side. Mark 8 verse 15. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. The yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. It is not the yeast for making bread, but the false teaching and the compromises of the Pharisees and Herod. These include those who teach and run their ministry for the sake of money, and those who are using ministry to make politics and manipulation. We need to be careful. Watch out, as we are waiting for the Lord, we have nothing to do with such kind of ministries or ministers. We move away from them because they are part of the false prophets and they are not glorifying the Lord God in their life and in their teaching. Ministry for the sake of money and politics and showing off and boasting, that is not the ministry of Christ. We need to move away from such things. Luke chapter 12. And verse Luke chapter 12 and verse 35 to verse 37. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. I tell you the truth, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. Here speaking about his second coming, and he want his disciple, he wants us to be dressed and ready for service. He say it will be good for those, when the Lord will come, he will find them watching. It is good for us when the Lord will come find us watching, waiting for him. How we wait on him? Not by looking to the skies that he will come. No, we need to put that in our mind that he may come at any time, and we need to be in service, be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning. People at the time of Jesus, ancient time, they usually wake up early when the sun appear. Then they will walk until sunset when there is no light. And they will rest and sleep in the night. He say to them, even in the night, keep the lamps burning. The lamps burning, it means that we are awake, we are ready. When they will go to a house or a place in the night, when they will see inside the house, there is the lamp burning, there is light, it means they are awake and they can entertain people. What the Lord wants us to know, that we should be ready. We should not be a sleepy Christian or a Christian who does not want to take their responsibility in serving the Lord. Even before you go to sleep, you need to take a clear decision about certain thing. This thing I will do, this thing I will obey, You have to make a schedule for everything. You have to put things in order, because the Lord may come at any time. And if you are not watching over the affair of the Lord, and that what is pertinent to your family, to your work, to the church, toward the ministry, then you will miss His second coming and you will be left behind. Keep your lamps burning and be dressed for service. In the book of 1 Thessalonians and chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians and chapter 5 and verse 19, the Apostle Paul said to the church, do not put out the Spirit's fire, the fire of the Holy Spirit. When the Lord speaks to you, do these things. Don't put out, don't put off the light of the Holy Spirit. Keep your lamp burning. Keep your lamps burning. What God tells you to do, do. Don't ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes God speaks one time. It may be not be clear to you. He speaks second time. Don't ignore Him. He tell you, go, go. He tell you, do these things, you do. As you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and obey, the Lord not only will be happy, but your life will be also smooth, because you are moving now with the Spirit fire, with the Holy Spirit. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, speaking about using the gifts of the Holy Spirit, 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13 to verse 15, Paul said to Timothy, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift. Do not neglect your gift. That's speaking about the Holy Spirit. That the Lord gave you gift and you are neglecting. Preaching, reading the Scripture, and teaching. Do not neglect your gift, my brother and my sister, which was given you through the prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you. As we lay hands on you, in accordance to the prophetic message of the Word of God in your life, to go on and serve Him, you have received the gift of the Holy Spirit that will help you, will enable you to serve the Lord. How this Holy Spirit will be manifested in our life when we serve. When we serve the Lord, He said, do not neglect your gift. Sometimes we are asking why the Holy Spirit is not moving. Not the Holy Spirit is not moving. We are not moving. You are not moving. When you have gift and you don't use it, it will be atrophied. The Holy Spirit gift that you had received 1 year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 15 years ago are still there. But it is dormant because you are not using the gift of the Holy Spirit. As you use that gift, it will be manifested and it will be grow. Verse 15, be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Be diligent, not be lazy. Laziness, complacency, lack of commitment, putting out the Spirit fire, putting off the Spirit fire, ignoring the voice of God, ignoring the command of God, ignoring the instruction of the Lord, grieving the Holy Spirit, and will make you dry, and will make you ineffective. And when the Lord will come, He will find you not watching. He say, watch. He say that it is good for the Master who come, and He will see His servants are watching. How we watch for his second coming? We serve him. Amen. How I am manifesting that I am waiting for him? I am serving him. I am serving the Lord, waiting for him to come and take me. If you are not serving God, you cannot wait upon the Lord. Then you are not waiting upon God. You are waiting upon judgment of the Lord, not the blessing and the reward of God upon your life. Matthew chapter, we will read also 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, about the Holy Spirit to fan into flame the Holy Spirit, use the Holy Spirit gifts for you. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Paul, he said to Timothy, for this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. He say, I am reminding you to fan into flame the gift of God. It is like when we are burning a charcoal. It will burn. We will put some petrol and then fire. And then we will fan into flame. Once we use a fan or something to move the air around the coal, it becomes flame. It become the flame. When we stop the fan or stop fanning, the flame will go down and will diminish. The same. When we serve the Lord, the Holy Spirit will be more working in our life. When we neglect it, lazy, keep it aside, postpone, complacent, then the fire will go and die away. For this reason I remind you to find and to flame, my brother and my sister, the gift of God which is in you. It's not lost, it is there. You don't need another gift. You have already, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. No need to lay hand on you again and pray for you. You need to fight into flame. You have to work it. You have to use it. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. When we don't serve God, we will be timid, we'll be lazy, we'll be fearful, we'll be negative thinkers, we'll be defeated from inside. The spirit of timidity, that is not from God. That in you, because you have neglected your service unto the Lord. But God had given you the spirit of power. When you serve God, you will have the power of the Holy Spirit manifesting in your life. The spirit of power, the spirit of love, and of self-discipline. This in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. And 7. So be ready and dressed for service. Watch this in your life. In book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6, Paul said to Timothy, watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Watch your life. Are you serving the Lord? Are you reading the scripture? Are you responding to the voice of God? Are you teaching? Are you preaching? Are you putting into flame the gift of God, the gift of the Holy Spirit? Are you using them? Watch your life. Is there any sin? Sin in your life will hinder you from using the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Wash your life and doctrine. Doctrine is how you live the Word of God. check yourself how you are living the word of God. Persevere in them. Watch yourself, your life, and your doctrine. Persevere. Do your best to achieve what the scriptures speak. Do your best so that the scripture will be manifested alive in your life. Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. God wants us to serve Him. God wants us to watch ourselves and persevere in correcting ourselves with the Lord's help, so that we'll be saved, and those who hear us, those who see us, those who are around us, they will learn good things from us as they can see clearly the word of God manifested in our life. Matthew chapter 24. We are waiting for the Lord to come. We are commanded by the word of God and by the Lord and the Holy Spirit, as he brings the message to us, to watch, to keep watching, and to watch out. The word watch, the meaning of it is observe, look at, stare at, gaze, survey, view, examine, inspect. These all are meaning for the word watch. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 42 and 43. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. Keep watch. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So here you keep watch. What's the meaning of to keep watch? Not that you will not sleep in the night, but be dressed and serve the Lord. Some people, they say, you give us some space, we want to take rest. There is no rest. We have to continue to serve God. The Lord wants us to serve Him. There is no holiday or vacation in God's service. We have the Sabbath rest. One day per week we rest with our family. We rest with the Word of God. We rest in His presence. We don't have retirement in God's service. We continue to serve the Lord until He come and take us. Matthew 25 verse 13, therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. To keep watch, the meaning of it is to be dressed and ready for service. Some people are ready for parties, ready for journeys, ready for vacation, ready for invitation. From time on, be ready for God. For God's service. Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14. And verse. Mark chapter 14. And verse 34. To verse Mark chapter 14 verse 34 to verse 38, when the Lord was at the Garden of Gethsemane before He was arrested, He told his disciples, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. He said to them, stay here and keep watch. Stay here and keep watch. Keep praying. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. He was praying and he was asking the disciple to watch and pray. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Watch and pray. Why God want us to watch and pray? Why God want us to pray as we are waiting for the second coming of God, of Christ? We are called to pray because there is much temptation as the day is approaching, as His coming is near, more wickedness around us, and we need to be very careful. That's why we need to spend more time in prayer at His feet, so that we have more strength, we'll have a power, we'll have the spirit of self-discipline and love, the spirit of power. He did not give us the spirit of timidity, but the spirit of power. We'll have the power to say no to sin as we submit ourselves to God. We have the spirit of love. The spirit of love is to give us holiness in our living, not to sin against the Lord. The spirit of self-discipline or sound mind, that we'll have a self-control over our thought and heart and all the parts of our body as we are waiting for the Lord to come and take us. Prayer make our body strong. Prayer crush the sinful nature of our flesh. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Luke chapter 21. We are waiting for the Lord to come. Luke chapter 21 and verse 36. The Lord say, be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. When the Lord will come, those who already will be raptured, they will catch away with the Lord. We'll be with the Lord in the air. We'll be with the Lord in the air. Now, he say, watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that. After the rapture, after we'll be taken away by the Lord when he will come, tribulation will start on earth. It will be a terrible time. Never happened in the history of the earth. He say, watch and pray so that you will not go into tribulation. Watch and pray. Watch, serve God, be dressed for service, be filled with the Holy Spirit, fan to flame the Spirit of God, the gift of God, the gift of the Holy Spirit, fan into flame, live in holiness, so that when He will come, we will be taken by Him and we will escape the period of tribulation that will come on all the earth, that will come on those who are left behind, on those who are disobedient unto Him. God wants us to watch. Watching over our own life and also watching on the things around us. We'll go more, speak about watch. 2 John chapter 1 verse 8. Second John verse 8. You say, watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Watch out. There's some deception, some trial of the devil to take you away. Be careful. Think it wise. Submit yourself fully unto the Lord. Take heed to the message so that you can resist the evil one. Be careful. The devil may attack you in a subtle way. You have to be aware of the tactics of the devil, so that you will not fall into temptation and later on into sin. In the book of in the book of Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2, he say, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Devote yourself, not to gossip, not to watching TV, not to watch Facebook or games. No, watch your life. Watch what God wants you to do and do it, and be thankful. Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful, being alert of the things that the Lord wants you to achieve for Him. Mark chapter 13, verse 35 to verse 37. Let us say, therefore keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. Now, many they are watching TV, satellites, program, in use. God does not want us to be busy with such things. God wants us to be fully involved in his service. In this scripture, repeatedly the word watch had been repeated. God wants to emphasize to us the spiritual meaning of the word watch: to be alert, to be a prayerful person, to watch your life, to watch your doctrine, to put into flame the gift of the Holy Spirit, to avoid temptation, being in prayer, to be fully involved in God's service, so that when He will come, He will not find you sleeping. Sleeping mean here not sleeping on bed, but being a useless believer, not doing anything good for the Lord. When a believer who have received the Holy Spirit, who have received salvation, who have received the Word of God, who have received the teaching, the promises of God, when you have enjoy the goodness of the Lord, and still he is not giving back anything to him. He is a sleeping person. And the Lord, when he will come, when he will find you like that, you will be left behind. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 8, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. This is a scene at the time of Jesus' birth. They were shepherds. What they were doing? They were watching over their flocks at night to protect. To protect their sheep. And that's our responsibility also in watching. As we are watching and waiting for the Lord to come, we are not only responsible on ourselves, but we are called and responsible to watch over the life of others. Every one of us should be responsible, or certain group of people, to preach to them, to teach them, to disciple them, to watch over their life. That's our responsibility. That is our accountability to the Lord. To watch over our families, our children, our disciples, our congregations, our churches, the life of our workers. We need to watch. In book of Acts, chapter 20 and verse 28, Paul say to the elders of the church of God at Ephesus the following. He say, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. He say, keep watch over yourself and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseer. Keep watch on yourself and on the congregations, on the people that God had put you over them as overseer, as leader, as pastors, as worker, to care for them spiritually. Book of Galatians, Book of Romans chapter 16. God call us to watch over the church of God, over the workers and the members, to protect them from thieves, false teachers, false prophets, from wrong way of life, wrong direction. We need to protect them also from those who cause division. I urge you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them. We need to watch. If there are other input in the life of our disciples, in the life of our churches, from wrong direction, from the enemy direction, if they are receiving false teaching, if they are receiving certain teaching that will bring them away from the Lord, we need to do our part in this aspect as well. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 17, say here, obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. But you say here, we are not speaking about submission to the leaders. but we are speaking about the duty of the leader. What is the duty of the leaders of the church? They keep watch over the life of the people who are under their care. They are accountable to the Lord. They are responsible to give an account to the Lord. That is our responsibility. To watch over, check the life of the people, inspect the life of the disciple. And that is where God wants us as a true church. Nowadays, people, they only preach. No one will speak about the personal aspect. No one wants to put his eyes and mind to the personal aspect of his disciple. But that is not the way of the Lord. He say here, they keep watch over you. Keep checking their personal aspect of life to see if there are sin, if there are wrongdoing. You need to teach and you need to correct, because you are accountable before the Lord in doing that. As we are waiting for the Lord to come, we are not only responsible to watch over our life, but we are accountable before the Lord to watch over the life of others. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, we find the term a watchman. The term watchman. There is a man appointed by the Lord to be a watchman, and we are appointed by the Lord to be a watchman. Let us read Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 1 to verse 9. Then we will know what is our responsibility. As we are waiting for the Lord to come, what is our responsibility? The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, speak to your countrymen and say to them, when I bring the sword against a land and the people of the land choose one of their men and make him their watchman, he will watch. The watchman, they will put him on the wall, on a high place in the wall, and he will watch if there's enemy, there's army coming, if there's danger coming. He will first inform and warn. And he sees the sword coming, verse 3, against the land, and blows the trumpet to warn the people. Then if anyone hears the trumpet but does not take warning, and the sword comes and takes his life, his blood will be on his own head, since he heard the sound of the trumpet but did not take warning. His blood will be on his own head. If he had taken warning, he would have saved himself. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet to warn the people, and the sword comes and takes the life of one of them, that man will be taken away because of his sin. But I will hold the watchman accountable for his blood. We are accountable before the Lord to warn the people, to teach the people, to admonish the people, to correct the people. We are watchmen. We are seeing ahead the second coming of Christ. We are seeing ahead the judgment of God on the wicked, and his wrath on those who are disobedient, those who live in sin, those who are worshipping idols, those who are immoral, those who are homosexual, those who are liars, witchcraft, and the rest of the sins, the gossipers, the cowardly, those who practice magic arts. We are called by the Lord to warn those people, and to warn also the disciples who are living in sin, to warn them. We are accountable by the Lord. If we do that, then we are no more responsible before God when God's judgment comes on those people. But if those people continue to sin and we are not warning them, they will be punished for their sin. But God called us will call us accountable to their blood because we did not do our part and warn them. Son of man, I have made you a watchman. Verse 7. Son of man, I have made you a watchman. God called you to be a watchman for the house of Israel, for the church. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. Warn those who are doing sin, those who are idle, those who are immoral, those who are liars, those who are lazy. Warn them. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you will surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade him from his ways. We are not only speak, but we have to dissuade them. Try to convince them. Try to put them into the right way. That wicked man will die for his sin, and I will hold you accountable for his blood. But if you do want the wicked man to turn from his ways and does not do so, he will die for his sin, but you will have saved yourself. So here the responsibility for us, as we are waiting for the Lord to come. We are a watchman for the Lord, to warn others, to dissuade them, to urge them, save yourself from this crooked and corrupted generation. Flee for your life. We warn the people, we plead the people to come out from sin. We should not be quiet. Not only we live in holiness, not that we are filled with the Holy Spirit, not that we preach, but we warn and we admonish. We try to persuade, dissuade, urge the people to follow God in the right way. Waiting for the Lord, we need to be watchful and to be watching out the dangers, protecting the flocks, the people under our care, our families, the congregations, the Bible studies, the ministries that the Lord entrusts to us. We need to oversee. We need to watch. We need to care for the flock. Isaiah chapter 62 and verse Isaiah 66, Psalm 62, verse 6 and 7. I have posted watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourself no rest, and give him no rest, till he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth. God had posted around his church watchmen, and you who hear, you are the watchmen that the Lord had put. This is our responsibility, waiting for his second coming, watching over our life, being filled with the Holy Spirit, serving the Lord, watching and praying so that we will not fall into temptation, watching the life of the people around us, restoring them, warning them, urging them to live in holiness so that they are also ready when the Lord will come. We'll not rest because we are serving the Lord and we are doing this ministry, and also we'll give God no rest by prayer. Continue pray until God's will and plan and purpose shall prevail, and his church will be ready, and all of us will be with him as he come to take us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word to us, to your church. Help us, O Lord, as we are aware what is to be watchful and to watch out. Help us, O God, to do all these things, to watch over our life, being filled with the Holy Spirit, ready and prepared for service, life of prayer and holiness, and to watch over the life of the people whom you entrust to us, our families, our congregation, the ministries, and whatever task and the duties and responsibilities you had allocated for them. Help us, Lord, to live as a watchman, to do the right things that you had ordained for us to do until you come and take us with you to heaven. We thank you and we praise you. Lord, I pray the purpose of sending the message shall be accomplished and will be 100-fold fruit that you desire to see in our life. We thank you and praise you. Bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen.